It was the month of May in the year of our Lord, 2020. In the midst of a global pandemic, three best friends of over one score were on their weekly Zoom to maintain sanity call when someone had the brilliant idea to click the record button. What follows is the historic chronicle of three people desperately maintaining a minimal degree of sanity. Fueled by a love for pop culture and various fermented liquids, Dan, Neil, and myself, Reed, are on a quest to achieve the maximum level of irreverence. Despite what it sounds like, Three Guys Top Fives, The Irreverent Draft Experience, is a podcast for adults by adults. Its contents are vulgar, raunchy, and at times, barely coherent. At best, it is fully intended for entertainment purposes.
I have six hockey games scheduled this weekend.
Six games this weekend?
Six games, four on Saturday, two on Sunday. I've done it before.
Yeah. I mean, your games are relatively, like, they're not like full three period like NHL games, but I've been to one. You guys work your asses off.
Yeah, I'm going to try not to work my ass off.
Okay, there you go. Okay, all right. Fair enough.
Oh, that's right. You were at the one on my birthday.
Yeah, it was the one right after we recorded. Dan had to head home.
I could not for the life of me score a goal. I was so irritated.
You were definitely trying to score a goal for me. I thought it was super cute.
I was.
I was trying to give you my ring afterwards. It was totally. Like, oh, and my jacket. Like, we were going to go steady after.
Yes,
but you were. You were really pushing. You're like, I want to score a goal because Neil's here. It was cool. I felt kind of honored, actually. I felt like the bell of the bowl.
I would have been so mad that you didn't score a goal for me.
Yeah, I was irate. I have more goals. I have more goals this season than I've ever had in a season.
Really?
Same.
Yeah. Same.
Me too. I guess.
I do not have yeah. as many assists. I'm usually leading in assists, and I am nowhere near. I think I have two assists.
Dan, you can't say same when you've had more, because zero is not more than zero.
Whoa! I didn't say I had zero.
How
many goals do you have this season?
I have lots of goals. They're not hockey goals.
just goals. You're just setting goals.
Yeah,
just bettering yourself.
Yes. How dare you say I have zero goals? I'm offended.
I guess we didn't specify.
Asshole.
Right.
Three guys just making lists. Guys just getting blitzed. Three guys, it's our top fives.
You won, but also I won.
We got all kinds of goals.
Welcome to Three Guys Top Five, the Irreverent Draft Experience. You have hit the bullseye on drafting podcasts. We know there are other drafting podcasts that you could listen to. We're glad that you've chosen us. We are the only one of three best friends that draft the top five of a chosen subject. And while doing so, we converse, we imbibe, and we just have a good time, and we bring you along for the ride. My name is Reed, and I have got myself in a beautiful mess.
Oh. No shit. My name is Neil, and I've got myself a beautiful mind.
My name is Dan, and it's a beautiful day.
Oh, boom. Stellar.
Nice, guys.
That's the only time I'm ever going to quote you two. I'm sorry, guys. That's it. My cut off.
My God. When I lived in Minneapolis and I had like the flex season tickets to the Metrodome, that was those couple of years that every time they won, they played U2's It's a Beautiful Day at the end of that. It made me hate.
That's so terrible.
I hated it so much. Yeah. I'm like, guys, I was like, pick a different song. Like, I'm here.
Please.
I want to enjoy the wins. Like, come on.
I refuse to listen to that song because I still want to like U2.
Ugh.
I will always like old U2, but it took me stopping listening to anything past like year 2000 U2.
The most pretentious thing in the world when they uploaded the fucking free album that nobody wanted.
It's one of the worst marketing things that's ever been done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
However, when we were at Sun Studios and I got to sit at the drum kit that they played Rattle and Hum on.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
That was I mean, spiritual moment.
Again, I mean, anything sure. pre-2000 U2, I am perfectly fine with, and not only fine with, adore. And then they just got too big for their britches, I would say.
They just forgot how to make good music. Like, they just completely forgot. Yeah, like, they woke up one day and they're like...
To me, that song, Beautiful Day, is, like, part and parcel to, like, where U2 went. It's like, we're going to make, like, stadium rock for this. We're just going to, like...
I can see that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's from the moment that, like, Bono pulled open his jacket at the Super Bowl and had the American flag in it, it was never the same after that. It was just like...
Yeah.
So long. So long, young Irish rockers. Hello, corporate. Anyway.
What are you going
to
do?
This is going to cause like 7 people to unfollow.
I doubt 7. I'm going to set the over under at 3.
Well, yeah.
I think 0.
If anybody was following at the first point, they're like, well.
If anybody, those that are following us are like, yeah, this tracks.
Yeah, okay.
When they're like, I might not agree with it, but this tracks.
If you like three guys who are best friends drafting topics and imbibing, and you also love U2, this is not the podcast for you. Yeah.
If there's a very clear delineation in your love for U2 that started right about the year 2000 to 2001, perhaps the Super Bowl of 2002, then this podcast is for you.
Or not. Oh. Who knows?
Or the opposite. Goodness. Or someone's like, that was it. That was the moment. They just like hit the plunger and watch this.
Someone just slapped their laptop closed. They're like, fuck this. And just
who's listening to us on a laptop? Those poor people. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Sorry. It's Gen X people who like don't know how to use a phone. It's like, I found the Spotify on my laptop. Yeah, and then they
slammed it. It keeps starting up when I open my laptop. So I just listened.
It was funnier with a visual. So I just wanted to slap the laptop closed.
It made sense. Yeah. And again, like there's those 2 people listening on the laptop. They just unfollowed. They're like, oh, don't make fun of me using my laptop to listen to Spotify.
Listen, I discovered U2 in 2002.
Top 5 ways we can lose all our listeners. Yeah, here we go. Oh, my God.
Oh, top 5 ways to lose all the rest of our legion of listener. Go.
How to lose a legion of listener in 10 days. That's it right there.
In 10 episodes.
top five things that Bono did to you. Go.
Oh, my God.
Show me on the doll where Bono touched you.
Whoa.
It was right on the edge.
Yep.
There it is.
Put it on the board.
I in the place that has no name.
Oh. It was a bloody Sunday.
Oh, no. It was... I was so lost because the ways were just so mysterious.
Pudding.
Pop tour. big fruit. I don't know.
Zootopia.
Zootopia, yeah.
Or Zooropa.
Zooropa. Zootopia? It's the same.
Zootopia was way better. Oh, my God.
Joshua Tree. Okay.
There it is. Oh, my God.
Hey, guys.
Reid, what are you drinking?
I've got a Firehouse Red Blend. It's a Firehouse Winery in Rapid City, and it's a blend that they have. Teresa's like, let's open. I was like, let's open a bottle of wine. She's like, here, open this one. I was like, all right,
there you go. And for the listener at home, Reed's drinking it out of a goblet that looks like he's about to be stabbed by the kinsmen of Walder Frey.
The stem is approximately 14 inches.
We have two different types of wine glasses in our house. We have this, and then we have a really small sample one that we got at the vineyard. So
I don't like a stemless wine glass. I'm just,
I love them. They're the only ones I use.
That's it.
We've got stemless.
Between you two and this.
I wanted to. All right. So let me back up. We do have stemless. I drank out of a stemless one last week. We do have stemless ones. Mm-hmm. I just grabbed this one because, fuck, I don't know.
It's a red wine. You need to look like you're drinking it, like out of, like you need to look like you're Yeah, you're like you're about to betray your countrymen and like right? and destroy their families and their lineage all in one wedding. That's what it looks like. So
there it is.
It's a, what I every time I drink a red, I'm like somebody's shit's going down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Somebody's family. This, I'm gonna. All right, felt cute might destroy a lineage today.
Neil, what are you drinking? Oh, your wine.
Well, I'm drinking out of this very stemless wine glass, and but I got it at Medieval Times, so it says Medieval Times.
There you go.
Which rules. And it's just a Pinot Gris.
I'll allow it. I'll allow it.
And a big water out of my central barbecue cup because
there it
I'm
is.
Starting to feel the cold coming on, and I don't like it.
Worst. Worst. I've just got a PBR right now, but I'll get wine later so I can fit in.
I wish I had a beer so I could fit in.
Don't give in to peer pressure, Dan.
You're right.
Not this crowd.
Not now. Not now. It's too late in the game.
Yeah. It's too late in
the game. Guys, I have...
Wait, no, you have to be closer to your microphone, Dan. Though you can hear us, you have to be close to your microphone.
I'm sorry. I'm here. I'm here.
No,
I'm
no,
here.
Not
I'm
like...
Here.
God damn it. Just talk normal. We've got it down to a
I whispered.
Second. Okay, great.
I whispered.
We're good.
All right. So here's my thoughts on the draft. Okay. I have two ideas, and I'll let you guys decide which one we want to do. I know we talked last week about top five things I never want to do again. To me, it felt a little bit in the wish category, and we've done the category twice already. So my other one is I just forgot.
it top might five be this things one. Dan just forgot.
Top five things Dan
number
forgot.
Number one, the draft topic. I win. Steal the draft.
Shit. What was it? I had it, and I should have written it down because I always write my things down.
That's all right.
It was, I don't remember. Fuck. I should have come prepared. It's going to come to me like.
This, by the way, this Pinot Grigio smells. I don't like it.
Oh, what does it smell like?
I don't know. It smells.
Pinot Grigio.
Yeah. What are the notes? What are the notes?
The notes are apparently turd and butt. Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. It's not good. I need an ice cube in it. It's a. I hadn't gotten. I hadn't bought this one before, so
it was. Oh my god, it's gone. All right, I guess let's just do the top. Okay, so the setup is either by wish or a great deal of money. You have the ability to select things in your life or the people around you that you just never want to do ever again.
Okay.
So top five things you, through great luck or fortune, never would like to ever do again.
Okay. Top five things we never want to do again.
Does that make sense, Reed?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I'm on board.
Yeah. I think it's fun. I think it's a fun topic. Okay. So the number one thing that I never want to do again, because in my life I've done it twice,
uh-oh,
is get married. I think twice is more than enough. And
100% more than enough?
It's literally two times more than enough. The first time was fine. It was fine. Wasn't my cup of tea. And then the second time, I really like it. So I think that I'm going positive on this. It's something I never want to do again. Because the latest time I did it, it's been great. So I'm taking getting married for my number one pick.
I like the spin.
Yeah.
Very
well,
nice.
I think I don't know if I'm going to land on that the whole way because I forgot we were doing this. And this is kind of my joke first answer. But
did you? That's not a joke. If I am to be a judge of anything, and I think Reed might concur with me, that I think you just did your emotional pick right off the bat.
Straight out of the gate.
Yeah.
Straight out of the gate. And also a very happy pick.
Yeah.
Like, again, like, you try, you get it wrong. It's no shame to, like, stop and say, hey, what are we doing? And then to do it again and get it right.
Yeah.
Hey, man, can't complain.
Second pitch you saw, I knocked it out of the park.
There we go. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's more like second season. And not really, it's not even the same at bat. It's definitely like, I flamed out of the playoffs. Very early.
New ownership.
A new draft class.
It was a rebuilding year.
It was really like a big, it was definitely a personnel change.
Totally a personnel change.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Got like a really great young new member of the team that like is like, you know,
prospect.
Excellent prospect. Excellent prospect. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just hitting zingers out in the backyard. Yeah.
Addition, subtraction, like fantastic. Yeah. Compound words really nailing it. So. As I've always said, the second marriage is the best marriage, and you guys will never know the pleasure of it. So,
if that's not a t-shirt, tomorrow I'm going to write.
Oh, God. Could you imagine me wearing that around my house? Oh, no.
I've always said, the second marriage is the best marriage.
As I've always said tag on it.
As I've always said, since the first marriage, the second one is better.
This is why she doesn't listen to the podcast. This is it right here.
Hopefully neither of them. That'd be embarrassing. Yeah, on
none
both
of them
counts,
yeah.
So,
yeah. Oh my God. Not right,
mine does.
I know yours does. Yeah, second marriage is the best marriage, Teresa.
Like Neil always says.
Like I always say. Always. I'm just saying it. I'm always saying
quote
it.
Quote that.
Oh, read.
Oh.
Like I always say.
It's a pretty good first pick. I'm pretty happy
great
with
first
that.
Pick.
And I totally lost. I had an idea of what my first pick was going to be, and I totally lost it and all that.
Well, while you're thinking about it, maybe I can ask Dan, have you thought about what your draft is going to be that you were going to change to? No, just like
no,
skip your mind.
I'm still processing, and I can't come back to it. I don't know what it
I'll remember,
and then I'll just save it for the future.
I was just giving Reed a minute to.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, man.
To warm up the gears.
It, like, just... Yeah. Hold on.
Isn't that funny when that happens? I think that happens a lot more at this age than it used to.
Do you want
to
hear the craziest example of that ever happening to me?
Sure.
So, when I was living in Chicago, we would go to the ATM quite often. To reference that, I have not been to an ATM in probably, like, 10 years. But, like, Chase was everywhere in Chicago. So, if you ever needed to, like, go to the ATM or whatever and use your debit card... And like one day I woke up and went to go to use the ATM and my PIN number just gone from my head. Could not remember my PIN number. Four digits. Could not remember to save my life. So I had to go into the bank and explain to them that I'd completely forgotten my PIN number and I needed to reset it. And they were like, really? Like, I'll give you a hint. And they're like trying to help me. And I was like, I don't know. It's gone. It's gone from my brain.
That's
I have
so
no idea
wild.
Why.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
It's bananas when that happens.
Anyways, Reed, I'm so sorry. Yeah.
That's fine. That was why I crossed my finger and put it on my nose so I would remember what
I
was going to
say.
Oh,
I like that trick. I like that.
It's an improv trick. Or grab your finger.
Whenever I do that, I fart.
don't pull. You grab your finger and
there
not
it
pull.
Is. Just that's a pro move right there.
Something.
Just load the chamber.
What? Hey.
Don't make me use this.
Don't. I
swear to God.
Everybody's going to be sorry. I never, ever again want to order anything from Fanatics.
Ooh. Hey. Topical. And I love it.
Quite
topical. And also, so I ordered when Pittsburgh went back to the varsity. Pittsburgh jerseys.
Yeah.
Which is the varsity style is the word Pittsburgh diagonal across the front. The first thing I bought with a paycheck ever from employment was a Pittsburgh hockey jersey. And it was the varsity Pittsburgh hockey jersey the year that they came out with them right after they went away from the giant penguin crest and they went to the robot penguin on the shoulders. Snoop Dogg wore it in a video. And when we moved from Lincoln to Omaha, stupidly, I got rid of it.
Mm.
And so I wanted the Penguins decommissioned that jersey. So you couldn't even get it as a Chinese knockoff until they made it an alternate jersey. And so then I bought one and it was cheaper to get a player jersey than it was to get a blank one. So I got a Jake Guentzel jersey because he's from Omaha. I watched him play at UNO the year that the UNO Mavericks went to the Final Four, or the Frozen Four. I saw every home game of those playoffs. And so big Jake Guentzel fan, big Penguins fan. Let's not talk about the trade rumors because I'll probably cry. But I also understand that's how things go. At any rate, I ordered that jersey when it came out. Because Teresa said, if you ever find that jersey, because I tried to order one and I ended up getting a Lemieux knockoff that is the original Crest jersey, which is great. I love the jersey. It's a fantastic jersey. It's my Hookie jersey.
Hookie.
And so I ordered that Guentzel jersey. I didn't realize that Fanatics had my Lincoln address on there. And like 6 weeks later, I was like, I ordered a jersey and never got it. So I call them on the phone. They're like, oh, yeah, it was delivered to this address. I'm like, oh, I deleted that address off my account. I haven't lived there for 9 years. It was 8 years at this point. I haven't lived there for 8 years. And they're like, oh, yeah. All right. Well, we'll do it this once. And so they sent me another one.
Like, don't do it this once. Anything. Like, Fanatics, like, loses like any money by making anything. A new jersey.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
So then I bought the Royals hat, which is identical, the same model as the one, the Twins hat that Neil's wearing now.
Yeah.
I got that and I ordered it. And then I was sitting on the app. It said it got delivered. And I was like, where's it at? Oh, it went to Lincoln.
Seriously, Jesus Christ.
So again, I went in and deleted that account and called them. They're like, no, it says here we already sent you another one. So like we corrected that error a year ago. So we're not going to do it again.
Oh, no.
So
we corrected the error a year ago, but though we made the same exact mistake.
Correct.
We're not gonna... because I had an opportunity to review the order and I didn't correct it in my review, it was my mistake.
Yeah, well, I would have burned Fanatics to the ground.
Yeah, I suppose so. But like, if you tried to delete that address twice, now it's just like,
I went through and deleted it again, and I've looked at it a few times since then. It's still gone now. But at any rate, never buy anything from Fanatics.
No. Fanatics is, I mean, we've all seen the players' dicks, so we know what's going on. Right? You guys have seen these pictures, right?
I sent it to you. Yeah.
The Major League Baseball players have their dicks and butts fully on display.
I like the picture of the players that are holding their hats over their crotch.
Yeah. Don't blame them.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
And let's shout out the Royals for holding out and being in the first. Somehow they ended up like loopholing and making sure they can wear the previous year's jerseys. So good for the Royals, are the only teams who pulled it off.
The one thing they've done right since 2015.
Hey, you guys signed what's his bucket for a good contract. So now you only need how many?
Witt Jr.
11 more players.
25 more players.
Yeah.
24, because it's a 25 man roster. So you need 24 more players.
Congratulations to the 2024 Royals on winning 12 games this year.
Well, all of them are going to be walk-offs against the Twins based on Bobby Witt Jr.'s history, so that's fine. Dan, what is your number one pick of the things you never want to do again?
I love how our last draft was done in half an hour, and we've spent 30 minutes on this first pick. Because I'm also going to talk.
We've got good bits. We've got good bits.
We do.
We have a lot
guys,
to talk about.
I have lived in 8 different states, and I've lived in 4 of them twice.
Wow.
Yeah, at different times in my life. Missouri, Colorado, Nebraska, and Arizona. I've lived in at two different times for each one of those states.
Wow, I didn't know that they were both doubles. That's very interesting.
Yeah, it's a lot. And every single time I tell anybody this, because this is the fact that I use for the icebreaker that I fucking hate so much, when they're like, tell us an interesting fact about yourself. That's what I always use. And then everybody's like, oh, are you an Army kid? And I'm like, no, we're just, my dad's crazy. I know that I understand that I'm living in the Deep South, and there's a lot wrong about Mississippi, but I've lived here for 7 years now, and I have finally a house. My kids are in a good school. I've got a pretty good job. which I like a lot for the first time in a long time. So I would like to never move again.
Stole it off my board. I had it written down. Yeah. It's one of the only two that I had written down since we began.
And I don't mean like move to a different house. I'll move to a different house if I need to, but I would rather not move to another state because that sucks.
I don't. Moving to a new state. I've been in the same boat. I've lived in eight states as well, and a couple have recurred. And it stinks. Moving stinks. Mm-hmm. And within those states, forget about it. In New York, I've lived in four different places in New York alone since I've lived here. Moving sucks. And I know I'm going to have to at some point again, which is why I was going to pick it. I know that I will at some point. Yeah. But God, do I never want to again. It's just the fucking worst.
We've already decided, like, you know, if our kids go to a good school somewhere in another state, we're probably going to follow them. You know, it's Phoebe wants to go back to Chicago. And I'm like, I'll move back to Chicago in a heartbeat. Do I want to do all of the physical moving and like getting into a new state all over again? No, I do not. No. It's the worst.
Yeah, it's the worst.
It's the worst. So I'm happy. I'm comfortable here. I'm comfortable and happy being a little blue pocket in a giant red state and having a great job and just being comfortable. So I don't want to move anymore. I don't want to do it.
Makes sense to me.
That's it.
I haven't moved a lot in my life.
You haven't.
I have not. I lived in two states.
Yeah.
Four cities. And so I don't feel that pain as much. I feel
like
it
you've
enough.
Helped me move more than you've moved.
100%.
Definitely.
Absolutely. I have. I felt that pain enough to know that like we did when we moved from Lincoln to Omaha, I'm hiring movers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, as we are both. Dan and I are both very experienced movers and we're now fucking old. Hire somebody to move your shit for you.
Yep.
All the money in the world is so worth it. It does not matter. Yeah.
Literally why I had kids so they can move my shit for me.
I anticipate that we'll probably move one more time. We'll move when the kids leave. We'll downsize and go. Right now, the plan is downtown. Get a condo downtown.
That'd be good.
Any downtown or just downtown?
We're gonna
Reed's only live next to one downtown. Dan, don't make fun of him. I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
Downtown. Three downtowns of the four. No. I live close. I live two blocks away from downtown Vermilion. Hey, four blocks, 10 bars.
I know.
Okay.
Well, I've been there.
I've been there.
It's the same thing in Lincoln. So
I don't think I've ever been to Vermilion.
The bars in Lincoln are a little more spread out than they are in Vermilion. They're literally right next to each other in Vermilion.
Yeah.
And well, it's because Vermilion's like four blocks long. So that's.
They plan their Thursday night specials an hour apart so that you just walk down the street as
the night last time I was at a Pizza Hut in an actual pizza parlor, Pizza Hut was in Vermilion.
Wow.
That place is gone.
Yeah, I know it is. They all are.
Yeah, because no, they're not. There's one left in Illinois. There's one left.
Let's go.
I actually sent it to Ron Wayne. Hexagon. No, I sent it to Ron Hexagon because it's an hour outside of Chicago.
Ah, yeah.
I was like, you
have to
go to this.
Report back.
Yeah, then he can write some crazy song about it. It'll be amazing.
I like how there's one Blockbuster left in like Fairbanks, Alaska as well.
I love that.
Yeah. Thing. It's the best. Shit. It's things I'm never going to do again. Or never want to do again. Never want to do again.
Never want to do again. I know.
Oh boy.
I've done no research. I'm flying off the cuff here and I kinda like it.
Things I'd want to do again. I never want to go to middle school again.
Still
right?
Yeah.
It was the worst, right? Like it's horrible. The worst for everyone. I am terrified having a daughter, and you guys obviously, Reed, you've got people that have gone through it. Dan, you're coming up on it sooner than I am.
2 years.
You know people. I am
terrified. 2 years I'm done with it.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. The middle school is like, it's like a nuclear testing ground for your own personal humanity. And it's both necessary and terrifying. I just don't want my daughter to have to do it. I know she's going to have to, but God damn it. I was never more uncomfortable than I was from the ages of like 11 to 13, like never more uncomfortable. Like in both everything, all the changing fucking biology, all the garbage humans around me that were just like,
mine lasted all the way through high school.
So yeah, high school is not much better, but middle school is just like everyone just turns into the worst version of themselves for three full years and they have to be redder.
Ew. Hey,
what's up, Amelia?
Hey, tell Neil and Dan what you think about being in middle school.
Use cuss words.
You want me to what?
Use cuss words.
What do you think about middle school?
How's school for you right now?
I have a C in one of my classes because it's so hard. It's a hard class.
Right? And middle school is really hard. Like, you have to, like, learn a lot. And then, but how is it?
I saw this thing where it was like, how is one teacher expected to teach one subject? And students are expected to learn all subjects.
That is exactly spot on.
Apt.
You're having to expert in everything. And then, like, talk about just how it is just being a human being with other human beings that are your own age at this point. Is it bananas? Like, I remember middle school for me was really, really tough.
Middle school's okay at times, but since I'm in advanced math, I have, like, we move really fast. So that it's to the point that sometimes, like, we will have, like, a formative one day and then a summative, like, the next class. So that's hard because then I don't have any time to study because I just did a test. And then we have another test, like, two classes later.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And how do you get along with everybody at school? Like, just like your fellow students?
I mean, I get along with some of them. Just the others just kind of, like, ignore me. Or just...
Honestly, best case scenario. Like, you're not missing out. So
exactly. They just ignore me, though. Oh, there's a cat.
But do you feel like you're doing all right? You feel like you're getting through it?
Yeah.
That's good. Good.
Have a cookie. Have a cookie.
I like that.
And you're beating me in that regard.
Yeah.
Take a cat with you.
Amazing.
I can't... She's so grown up now, Reed. Like,
I know.
I can't. Like, I just, the only, like, my favorite video of all time is her singing Die the Way. And that was so long ago.
Well, it's a good point in the podcast to share that 1 week ago today, we were at the Pup concert. It's not 1 week ago.
Four years ago today, we were at the Pup concert
in Omaha.
Yeah,
which means that COVID just graduated from college because it's 4 years ago now.
Yep.
I was looking at, like, I was sharing with you guys in the Discord some of the very small memes that were going on at that point. But I look at Hazel, she was two. She's six. Like, that 4 years ago has been, I don't know. I don't have the words to put it. Dan posted
a Facebook video riding skateboards with Holden.
Yeah. Yeah, I just
and
watched
he panned
it.
Back to Holden. Holden was a different
little
person.
Guy,
different person,
little guy.
Yeah,
totally different
little guy.
Not much hair at all.
No,
now he's all hair.
And I think that maybe ties into my middle school pick a little bit because to see our children change that much in the past 4 years, and to not think that we've also changed.
Oh, yeah.
A lot
oh, my God.
In those 4 years. Like personally, right? It makes me. That we're expected to be the same person we were 4 years ago is kind of insanity. And
who's expecting us to be the same person?
I think, I don't know. I just like, just kind of keeping your head above water is what it feels like.
My health insurance is.
Yes, that's right.
There's the answer. They're expecting me.
Do you know what blew me away was that app that was on, or that filter that was on TikTok like a year ago where you could see your face when you were like 20? The young filter? Did you ever do that?
I can't with the beard. It doesn't work.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Dude, I was like, oh, fuck, I look old. Like, it was crazy.
Although the old filter on Snapchat makes me look exactly like my dad.
Let me see.
That's the thing is that I can just look at my father from about 20 years older than me, and it's pretty close to the same.
Pretty close.
And to think that my father had me when he was like 24 years old, I'm like, what the fuck was I doing at 24 years old?
Right.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, Reed, it's your number two pick whenever you want to hit it.
Oh, man. What do I never want to do again?
Many, many things, it turns out, as I'm thinking about it.
Okay, what do I never want to do? I never want to have a child again.
Oh.
I love both of my kids. They're good enough for us. We had two intentionally so that we could play man defense at all times. This isn't a zone defense house. We don't want them to outnumber us. I love my kids. I was thinking earlier today about times when Holden was a tiny person and the fun things that we would do, and I would toss him around, and he weighs more than I do now. So I cannot toss him around, although I can still pick him up. And if he messes with me, I can still take him down hard.
There you go.
You can still shove him into a snowbank, I recall.
Yes. I fear the days are numbered on that. I'm good. I don't want to have any more kids.
I think that's one of the positive ones. And I think we're all in that boat because we've all gotten snipped. So nope. We know that we've... Oh, no, Dan hasn't yet. Oh,
nope.
We keep talking about it. I feel like you have.
The meatloaf of us has gotten
snipped. It's on my list of goals, Neil, this year. Yeah. My goals. One of my many goals.
You don't want a surprise getting past the goalie is what I'm saying. Uh-oh. So I would say, like, get that taken care of. Yeah,
yeah, I will.
I'm with you. But it is. It's positive when you feel like you've gotten it. I mean, with Hazel, we were very lucky as well. And again, we were old as shit. We're 44 now with a 6-year-old, and that's too much, man. It's like, absolutely. It's great. It's great when you feel like you got it and you did it.
Yep. I don't know if I got it or did it, but they're here.
Hey, they're doing fine. You have a high schooler and a middle schooler.
Right.
And
I bought so the Menzingers are going to be in Lincoln.
Yeah.
I've seen them more than any other band. I like them a lot, but I never thought they'd be the one I saw. But Lucero is opening for them. And I love Lucero.
When aren't they opening for somebody?
Right.
I saw Lucero open for Frank Turner, and the Menzingers were right before them. Now Lucero's opening for the Menzingers with the Dirty Nil, which is, oh my gosh, such a solid.
Lucero
is great
ticket. The perfect like opening band because they will always leave your expectations very high for the band coming after them. They're just like a perpetual opening band. It's perfect. They're great for that. Excellent.
They're going to be in Lincoln, and I bought for my buddy Rich's birthday, which is today. Happy birthday, Rich.
Oh, hey, Rich. Happy birthday.
I didn't tell him that he's getting this for his birthday, but by the time he hears this, I got a reserve. I bought a reserve table of four tickets.
Oh, fantastic.
And I was like, hey, it'll be you and me and Holden. And by the way, Holden will be our DD.
There it is.
There you go.
There it is.
The code of having kids earlier than us. Hazel won't be able to be my DD until I'm 54 years old. So,
never too late.
That's right. That's not. It's not that old.
Too late for me by then.
That's not that old. 54 is not old.
Yeah,
it's just older. It's just older. It's just older. Yeah,
I don't know how old it is. I'm not that old yet. So
that's right. Exactly.
Listen, I'm 45. 54 is not that old.
Yeah, just switch the numbers. Oh, goodness.
See? Dan cracked the code.
Math.
Never going to do math again.
This one might divide the room. This one, we might lose some listeners just because I don't like to do it. Because the only thing that makes it any good is listening to music, but I did that without it way before and way after. I don't ever want to drive. I don't like driving.
Oh, I feel you there.
I do not like driving. When I lived in Chicago and I could ride the trains every day and just listen to music and be in my own little world and just get off a stop and walk to my work and walk home, that was the best. I didn't have to worry about car insurance or tags or gas or anything. I just paid my little $200 a month for my card, and I was beautiful, like unlimited anytime, wherever I wanted to go, whatever. It was easy. It was perfect. And the trains weren't always great, but I didn't ever have to drive them. So I don't ever want to drive. I hate driving.
Driving makes me super anxious now, especially yeah. having a kid and yeah. driving around neighborhoods. Like, if I have to go to the grocery store at like 3 o'clock p.m., I'm like, oh, fuck. It's like school bus time, and I don't want to do it.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't want to do it.
It sucks.
I don't want to be behind the wheel of a fucking 2,000-pound machine.
Traffic makes me the most angry person in the world, and I hate it.
3,000-pound machine.
I don't like the person I am when I drive. I don't like the person that I am when I drive because everyone makes me mad because I just hate it. And everyone down here drives, and it's stupid, and I hate it. And I wish that we had.
Yeah,
it sucks.
I know.
Dan, we live in driving areas.
I know, it's dumb. I hate it.
Which sucks. I would love to have access to viable public transportation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if I wanted to access the Omaha Park and Ride, I would have to drive the same distance to the Park and Ride that I do to my parking spot.
Really? Yeah. You get the best Park and Ride in Omaha. You got Lime scooters, baby.
Yeah.
Which are back out.
Yeah, I know. You sent us a picture. They're like, here they are again. And it was like the first day of spring. It was like Lime scooter season. Do they put them away in the winter? I guess they kind of have
to,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're
yeah.
not dropping them in front of my office yet, which is okay because I really...
It's not far from your office where we would usually get them.
No, so. It's four blocks, which the four-block walk is perfect.
Yeah.
I wish I had a four-block walk. Hop to train and then a 4-block walk home. That would be stellar.
Me too. I wish I had that. It was even fine in the winter when I was super bundled up to walk to the train station because I was on my own time and I didn't have to worry about anybody. It was just me getting to a place by myself and not having to worry about traffic or anything. I hate fucking driving. So that's my number two pick.
We've got some grievances to air.
I need another beverage,
I think.
I know.
Yeah,
we're having a therapy. I need to go get a drink real quick. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Go for it. Oh, God, I felt that one in my soul. Like, after 8-9 years of living in Queens and completely being public transit, not owning a car or leasing a car from 2008 to when did we move up here 2016,
oh, like, my
2017
gosh. Yeah,
like almost a decade of not having a
fantastic
car. And literally when we got the car from Laura's dad, who like found it for us, like this Ford Focus that we still have, 2005, he like found it because he's a retired General Motors dude. He's like, take this car is indestructible, it's a fucking tank, and we'll never get rid of it until it like just dies in flame somehow. But we had to park it in Queens for the first time. And I was like, I'm more stressed out than I've ever been to having to find a parking spot for this car in Queens because it's impossible. It was just like, oh, well, this is my future now that I have a child. I have to find parking spots for the rest of my life.
Oh.
So it's funny that yours was have a child, Dan's was drive, and mine like combined those two. It was like my feeling was just like... Those two are parallel for me, like absolutely parallel
parked.
And we're back.
I found a Guinness in my fridge. I'm excited. I know.
I've never lost a Guinness before, so I'm impressed.
I don't think I lost it. I just forgot it was in there.
That's losing a Guinness.
Oh, well, it's not.
You lost it. You said you found it, so that means it was lost.
Well, it wasn't. Okay.
I'm just kidding around. Jesus Christ.
Discovered that I still had a Guinness. God damn it. No.
I guess I'm never going to like make a joke with Dan again. That'll be my next one. I'm just kidding.
I need to not think about Iron Claw anymore, because the more I think about it, the more grievances I have with it.
Oh man, I don't want to talk about it either then, because I fucking loved it.
I know you did. I know you did. And I don't want to. I want to do the same thing with Reed, because like when it ended, I was like, cool. And then the more I thought about it, I was like, oh, I guess
they left one of them out completely.
You did it on purpose. Yeah.
And I get that. Anyway.
Yeah, you can only have so many suicides in a movie, and that's why it's like.
Right.
To me, that's why it's like, why didn't you just make a documentary?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you're gonna have to omit an actual human being that's in this story, why are you dramatizing it? Just tell us the story. It's the same way I felt when, like, after Elvis last year, they showed us all these amazing things that Elvis did, like shot for shot remakes of his thing, and then they cut to actual Elvis at the end, and I was like, yeah, would have loved to see all of that. That would have been great.
Yep.
Like, just document.
That's Boz for you. Yeah.
No, but I thought that same thing about. Anyway, that's how I felt about it. I was like, oh, what if
we'll talk about? I want to talk. We'll talk about it.
All right. So anyway, since we're talking about movies, I never want to watch another Clint Eastwood movie ever again. Here we go.
Fuck yes, and I haven't. I have not.
This is a recurring theme in this podcast where I trash Clint Eastwood once in a while with one of my picks, and it's going to continue.
Yeah,
because that dude sucks as a director, and he has to stop. He's like fucking 90. Stop doing it.
They're not good. American Sniper was my last one. I was like, this fucking sucks. I hated that movie.
I believe it was Mystic River.
Yeah, I hated Mystic River. That was 20 years ago.
In the theater, I shouted out, "Dear God, please tell me this is the end." And it wasn't.
I didn't hate Mystic River. I didn't like Gran Torino. I thought Gran Torino sucked.
Mystic River was the last Clint Eastwood movie I saw.
Yeah, that's fair. You're better than me. A great choice.
I watched a couple, and he keeps like trying to suck me back in. Like,
it's not a better or worse than conversation.
That's a great choice. I think we should.
Clint Eastwood is the worst.
A movie round? Ooh, I like a movie round.
You do a movie round if you want to.
All right, give me a second here.
Well, that's the only other one I had written down, other than that I never want to move again.
Yeah.
So I was when you were talking about Oscar movies, I was like, let's talk about Clint Eastwood and how he hasn't.
Yeah.
He hasn't made a good movie in 35 years. 1995's Unforgiven was his last good movie.
You didn't like Million Dollar Baby? Because that was Paul Haggis wrote it. Okay.
No. Yeah, Paul Haggis. Listen, you keep like playing the Paul Haggis card. Paul Haggis wrote Crash. That movie, he sucks. He's not good. He's not a good writer.
I'm sorry. I'll never play the Paul Haggis card again. I never want to play the Paul Haggis card again.
Listen, you keep doing it. Like, I'm going to call you out. It's not my fault. You keep bringing up Paul Haggis like he's some like, hey, Paul Haggis.
How many times have I brought up Paul Haggis?
It's been at least like twice. That's the only reason I thought about it. You brought up like, I'm just like, no, Paul Haggis.
What?
I don't remember. It was some point I remember you brought him up. I don't know. I'm editing all this out. I don't even know. But I do remember you brought up Paul Haggis once, and I was like, why are you bringing up Paul Haggis as like an example of good filmmaking? He's bad. He's bad at making films. He wrote Crash. That movie sucks shit.
Reed.
Yeah, here we go.
I'm struggling with a movie one
so
here.
Sorry. That's okay. You don't have to.
I really don't ever want to watch another Hallmark movie again.
Good luck. Good luck.
Oh, I've been successful. Here's how I have avoided it for the last 4 years. I very vividly remember I was on my way to play hockey, and on my way out the door, Teresa goes, I'm going to watch a Hallmark movie. I'm like, all right. So I'm getting my stuff together. She starts watching the movie, and on my way out, I was like, oh, is this the one where she realizes she should have been with the small town guy the whole time? Or is it the one where she realizes that the man she's with is swindling the small town people out of their money? She's like, shut up. It's neither of those. I got it back. And it was both of those.
They all fit into that exact category. All right.
Stay with me on this one. Because it's going to be long-winded, of course, because it's me. I never want to watch another Pixar movie ever again with my daughter. And here's why. When She was little. She used to get fixated on movies like children do. And she made me watch Inside Out with her 2 times in a row. 2 times in a row she put me through that emotional torture. Then not long after, we watched Coco. And we watched Monsters, Inc. And we've watched Up. And we've watched all of the ones that as an adult person, you lose your shit at and you ugly cry. And so I'm watching these movies getting emotionally drained with her, and she's looking at me like a psychopath and going, why are you crying at this? I don't understand. I'm like, shut the fuck up, first of all. Get out of my face, and we're never doing this again. So I would like to never watch a Pixar movie with my daughter ever again, because apparently she is deranged and doesn't understand human emotions. But continues to watch movies that are nothing but human emotions. So yeah, Reed, I'm sure there's some analysis you could do on that if you were on the clock, but we'll save it for another time.
I'm not on the clock. You're not paying me for this.
I'm not. I'm sure not.
Have you considered throat punching your daughter?
I have considered it. Yeah, we've watched Orion in the Dark a couple of times now, which is a great movie on Netflix. Really, really good. And it's gonna make you cry. And she looks at me and she's like, "Why are you crying?" And I'm like, "Shut up! I'm allowed to cry at this film. Why are you not crying at this movie? Like this? Oh my god! Don't you?
I'll enter into the court that I'm wearing a Bluey shirt right now. So let's talk about Bluey and like the mass destruction of adult emotions while watching a children's show.
Yes. Oh my god.
Yeah. No. Same.
Yeah.
My favorite part about like when we get to those particular episodes, which if anyone who's listening knows, like the Bluey where Bingo is trying to get to sleep and like pictures her mom as the sun. And Laura once came to me and she's like, "I just saw an episode of Bluey." She's like, "I lost it on the couch." Laura doesn't cry at shit. She doesn't cry.
Yeah.
It's not her jam. She was like, and then we both watched it together and I looked at both of us and we were bawling. And I was like, why does fucking Bluey think they can get away with this shit? They they perfectly package up like emotionally wonderfully transcendent things for parents who are going through those crazy things. And the kids just get to be like, oh, it's showing my mom and dad loving me. It's like the perfect storytelling. So I'm not taking Bluey because I want to watch Bluey forever, but I get that with Pixar. It's nuts.
I
literally wrote down Bing Bong as you were talking about.
Exactly.
As you were talking about Phoebe's thing with, because that's what Hazel loved, Bing Bong. And she would have been like, let's watch Bing Bong. And I'm like, we get to watch Bing Bong die over and over again.
Yeah. Take her to the moon for me. Nope. Done. Done. No,
forget it.
Done.
Forget it.
It's over.
It's over.
Yeah. It's over.
Shit.
So that's my. That's my three.
That was a good movie round. I'm broken after that round. I don't have anything next. I'm not ready.
That's okay.
You want to trade up?
Just
will that give you time to think? I got one.
You got one, Reed? Let's trade up.
I got one.
Straight up.
All right. Let's change the pace a little bit.
Okay.
Let's do it.
I don't ever want to shave my face again.
Hell yeah.
I have had a beard for 8 years straight. Last time I shaved my face was 9 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now memories are going to start popping up on Facebook. I even had a beard before that. It was really, really short and trim, but, I had a long beard. I had my COVID beard. Holy, I was walking in a room and said accidentally casting spells. It was so wizardly.
I remember.
It was amazing. I keep it tight and trim now because I think it's a good look.
I agree.
I like where it's at, but I don't ever want to shave my face. I like the 5-minute shave process I have where I do my cheeks and my neck, and I'm good.
There you go.
I think it's fantastic. It's a fantastic pick. I have, obviously, you guys can see, I have cultivated the perfect growth that I cut once every 2 weeks, and I don't have to worry about it. I will never shave with a razor again, ever. ever.
That's all I do.
I've got my man Will at Denison & Dahlman trims me up every 4 to 7 weeks. I get a razor lineup.
Nice.
Fantastic. I'm good with that.
It's great.
Love it.
All right. Listen, this wasn't your intention, but you gave me the time. If I never have to wash another fucking dish in my entire fucking life.
There it is. There it is.
If I never.
Finally.
Every single day is eating on dishes and then washing those dishes.
Yeah.
It's like insurance, but worse because you have to. You have no choice in the matter. You just have to dirty these dishes and then wash these fucking dishes. Then put the same dishes away and then use the same dishes the next day. It is an exercise in futility. It's the same as laundry. It's the same as any other fucking chore you have.
Chores that are never done. They're never finished.
They're never done. They're always constant. They're always there.
Yeah.
And then until my daughter is tall enough to like actually get into the sink, she does what she can. Hazel's great. She'll bring her dishes into the sink area. She's too small to do them. So now I have three people's dishes to do instead of two. If I never had to do the dishes again in my life, I would orgasm for 75 light years. I hate the dishes. I hate them.
Isn't that a measure of distance? Isn't that a measure of time? I don't know.
I talked about orgasming. It could be a measure of distance. That's how far I would come to never have to fucking do the dishes again.
Look how far we've come.
Yep, that's it. Fucking, I got that from shaving. I was like, the shit that I have to do every day, the dishes, take the dishes away from me. If like we got to just eat and the dishes like would just like,
bring,
like a little wizard and then would just be there back. And it's not even washing them. It's putting them away.
It's everything. Oh, it's everything.
It's
the never ending chore. Oh. And you said laundry already, so I'm not going to say laundry.
You can take laundry if you want.
No, I don't want to. Because I thought of the one that I hate more. Because I really hate laundry. And the thing that I hate about laundry is not even, like, folding clothes to me is a bit cathartic, not totally cathartic, because the thing that pisses me off is that my children's clothes are never outside in. I always have to flip them.
Yep.
And, like, trying to put my arms through Phoebe's arms and pulling them through, it drives me insane. Hate that. But
my kids call that uninside outing.
that's really, it's beautiful.
Good. Uninside outing is my new album title.
The thing that I hate the most, that I wish I could never have to ever do again, because of where I live, and because it's the only during that time of the year is the time that I hate doing it. It's the only time that it needs to be done. I never ever want to mow the lawn ever again.
Well, it's also part of your job. It. Like, it's part of your day job.
So I know.
Add insult to injury.
Yeah. I hate it.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why we're going to downsize to a condo.
Yeah. I don't know why the South can't adapt the same way that the Southwest did, where they just made the front and backyards rocks. Just make them rocks.
Yeah. We've already talked about this in the things that shouldn't exist, is that lawns shouldn't exist anymore.
No. Lawns are dumb. I hate mowing them. And having to mow the lawn in the same time that it's a billion degrees outside just seems like I'm getting punked.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, who assigned this to us?
Right.
Like, who decided this is the way things are?
It's so dumb.
I want to have a conversation with that person.
Me too. Me too.
Oh, shit.
There it is. Ooh, we're at 4.
Yeah, that's 4. I think the thing that I don't want to I'm going to go with it because I wrote it down. I wrote down be born. Yeah, I don't think I want to be born again. I think one time around was good. I didn't
be born again.
I didn't assent to this.
Have a say?
I didn't have a say. I was just there, and then it was a thing. And then I had all these responsibilities. Not only responsibilities, just like as an adult, that's a whole different thing. I had responsibilities like as a child to my family. They were like, you have to do this now. And it was like, who fucking picked that I had to do that? I didn't ask for this bullshit. They're like, you have to do dishes. You have to do dishes as a kid. I didn't ask for any of this. Like, I don't. So I think going around once is good. The people who are interested in reincarnation are fucking nuts. You want to do this twice? Sounds exhausting. I think I'm terrible. I think I'm doing great. I'm just going to do the recap right through right now. So yeah. I picked that getting married once was good. Going through middle school once was good. Watching a Clint Eastwood movie once was too many times. Doing dishes was too many times. And then, so that kind of makes sense. I don't need to be born again. Like, I did it once. I'm enjoying my ride. I'm having a good time. Those things are quibbles. Reed's was... that he doesn't want to order anything off Fanatics ever again. He doesn't want to have a child ever again. See, that fits right into my milieu right there. He doesn't want to watch any more Hallmark movies. God bless him. And he doesn't want to shave anymore. So, Reed, you take your number five pick, and then I will read Dan's out for his number five pick.
Oh, my number five pick of things that I don't want to do anymore. I don't want to stress about stupid shit anymore.
God damn it, yeah.
I do, though, because I, like most human beings, am geared towards anxiety because it's an evolutionary basis. Because the one sitting around the campfire that got afraid when the bushes rustled is the one who procreated because everybody else got eaten by a bear. So anxiety got passed down evolutionarily to us.
Wow.
So we are keyed to
anxiety. Are you serious, Clark?
And I worry about the dumbest shit. I spent most of today being worried about getting hurt this weekend to affect my trip in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that in my bones.
Yeah, and how many hockey tournaments have I played and not gotten hurt in?
Right.
How many hockey tournaments have I played and got hurt in? Zero. So... like, the odds are ever in my favor for this. And it's a fun tournament. Nobody's out there going balls to the wall.
But there are diminishing returns with every day that you're alive.
Right.
And so that's what you're worried about.
And then I stop and think about it. I go, well, there's a better chance of me dying in a car wreck on the way home than getting hurt in this hockey tournament this weekend. Oh, fuck. Great. Way to go, Campbell.
Right.
Good work, Reed.
Good work, dipshit. Brain. Thanks for reminding me of that.
Gosh. And then I was like, whoa, hold on. Who says I'm even going to make it to my car alive? Good God! It's never ending!
Oh, I think this fucking draft broke me and Reed. I'm very excited to hear about your fifth pick.
I think it broke everybody.
So your first four, yeah, where you never want to move again, God bless you. You never want to drive again. You never want to watch a Pixar movie with Phoebe again. And you never want to mow the lawn again. This all
just blue collar all the way. Yeah.
No. It just all just fucking makes sense. You don't want to do the menial shit anymore. And you don't want to have your daughter look at you like, why are you crying?
Okay. I mean, I had several that I thought about, and Reed kind of touched on one I was thinking about where I wish that I never had to have a thought while I was trying to sleep again. That would be wonderful. But
oh wow, oh yeah, wow,
that doesn't get me. That
gets me every single day of my life,
every night.
I understand and respect that that's something you go through. I'm blessed that I'm grateful.
Yeah, you are.
That is not something. Yeah. No. Mine just calculates probability remedial tasks.
Yeah, like I said, touched on yours. And then I thought about I never would like to ever take a shot of Malort ever again.
I never will. That's fair.
And I also remembered what the other draft I thought of was. But I think I'm going to save it. This one would just be so fucking money, and I think you would all agree with me. I would never like to have a fight with my wife again.
Huh?
Just any kind of fight. It doesn't even have to be.
I'm thinking back to the fights I've had with Molly, and they've all been fine.
My fights with Molly have been pretty much just like, why are you still in my house? So
it's like, I would like for none of us
Molly,
to have fights
have
with any of our wives. I would like for me to not have a fight with my wife or Reed's wife or any of Neil's wives.
No, I feel that that was a really good joke, but to be perfectly honest, like the people we've chosen to spend our lives with, we decided to say, hey, you, the person that I like most of all, I'm going to now share all of my most stressful activities with you and split them down the middle. Mm-hmm. Navigating that is such a fool's errand. That
it
when
is.
You find the people, and I feel like all three of us have found the people that it works with to be like, you know what? I'm happy to pick this up for you if you pick this up for me and vice versa.
Yeah.
And you keep rolling. You're always on the precipice of being like, I am so stressed out that if you fucking leave one dish in the sink instead of on the counter, I'm going to lose my fucking mind. I totally get it.
Mm-hmm. But if we could just not ever get there, that'd be great. I don't know. Maybe not.
I feel
maybe,
you.
The
balance is the goal.
So chaotic.
Speaking of goals, we're going to goals down at the beginning.
It all comes back around.
Once in a while, one of us will be like, I can't handle things right now. I am absolutely over, like, this is nuts. And can you help me? And we go, oh, okay, sure. Like, I can help you with that. And then it splits on the other end. You know, we found those people that we can helpfully have those conversations with.
Oh, totally.
We don't have those conversations.
What's that?
We don't have those conversations.
Really?
Yeah,
I do.
No, it's like I'm at my breaking point. Oh, you're at your breaking point?
Oh, okay. Oh, you guys passive aggressive with each other. Okay.
No, because I married a competitor that doesn't realize that she's competitive.
Interesting. Sounds like a Bond villain. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was fun. I had no idea where that one was going to go. Yeah.
I had no idea either. And surprisingly,
I feel like we got some stuff off. Yeah.
You know, I had the right amount of preparation for that I usually do for most drafts. So.
Three guys just making lists. Three guys just getting blitzed. Three guys, it's our top fives.
You won, but also I won.